This is what the statement says. We take the Lord's Supper believing that our Savior brings blessing and true spiritual nourishment through the supper to those who receive the supper by faith. And that statement is important for us because we come to the supper by faith. It can be tempting to come to the supper and simply take it as a rote practice or as a ritual. But the Lord calls us to come to His table with hearts full of faith, trusting in Him, believing in Him, looking to Him. The statement goes on. It says, the Lord's Supper becomes an effectual means of blessing and spiritual nourishment only by the blessing of Christ and the working of the Spirit in those that by faith receive the supper. And this statement is important because it reminds us that we come to the table and Christ is present with us by His Holy Spirit. This is not simply a remembrance or a memory, although it is that. But it is real fellowship and communion with our Savior, and He promises to be present, and He promises to bless us in the taking of these elements. It goes on, it says, faith in Christ is a saving grace whereby we receive and rest upon Him alone for salvation, as He is offered to us in the gospel. Therefore, the Lord's Supper is for believers only. And that statement is important because if you are here today and you're outside of Christ, we would ask you to please refrain from taking the Lord's Supper. It is for His people, for those who trust in Him, and it is for them alone. It goes on, we further believe that believers should be baptized upon their profession of faith and be members of a gospel-preaching church unless in transitory circumstances before they partake of the supper with us here in this congregation. If you're a believer in Christ, we ask that you have repented of your sins and believed in Jesus and been baptized following your conversion, and that you are a member in good standing in a local church. If that is not the case for you, we would please ask you to refrain from joining us and partaking of the Lord's Supper. If you have any questions about the supper and who should participate, please see one of our elders. Be reminded that juice is provided for those who, for health or other reasons, cannot have wine, and juice is in the center of the dish, and the wine is in the outer ring. Well, before we participate, just really quickly, what a wonderful sermon we just heard preached that points us to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why we come to the table, to remember our Savior, to remember what it is that He's done for us, to remember who He is and what He's done for us. And we had a glorious presentation of Jesus Christ to us. He is God's Messiah. He is God's chosen. He's the power, the arm of the Lord. He is God's victor. He's God's conqueror of sin and death on our behalf and for our sakes. And in Him and Him alone, we have the forgiveness of sins and reconciliation and fellowship with God and the hope and the promise of everlasting life. And so we praise the Lord in our hearts. And He does all of this by His death and by His resurrection, by His broken body and by the new covenant that's in His blood. And so we come to this table to remember Jesus Christ, and we come to this table to fellowship with Him, to praise Him, to bless His name, to thank Him, to confess our sins to Him again, and to receive what He's freely offered to us and purchased for us and secured for us. And so let us go to the Lord in prayer, and let's ask for His blessing upon the Lord's Supper. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before You. Once again, we're so thankful that we come to You freely in the Lord Jesus Christ for who He is and for what He's done for us. We come to You by His blood and by His righteousness. And we ask, dear Father, that You would be present with us in this moment by Your Spirit, that Christ would be present with us by His Spirit as we participate in the Lord's Supper once again. We pray, dear Father, that You would give us hearts full of faith, that You would give us good meditation upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, dear Father, that You would bless this time for the nourishment of our souls and for the strengthening of our faith and the increase of our hope and love. We thank You so much, dear Father, for who You are and for what You have done for us in the Lord Jesus. We thank You for His death. We thank You for His broken body. We thank You, dear Father, for His resurrection, for the power of what His death accomplished in the securing of new covenant and a new covenant blessing, including the forgiveness of sins and everlasting life. We praise You and we thank You. And we ask now that You would bless this supper as a means of grace to our souls. We pray that You would feed us by these things, and we pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.